In this bulletin, a week-long state of emergency declared in New South Wales, an impeachment hearing underway in Washington, and Adam Scott starts favourite at the Australian PGA Championship on the Gold Coast. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A week-long state of emergency has been declared in New South Wales as just under 100 bushfires continue to burn. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people who need to travel on the roads to plan their trips carefully and be prepared for delays. She says the unpredictable conditions are a major concern.
The decision to declare a state of emergency is not one taken lightly. It normally only goes for 7 days, and you have to make sure that conditions are serious enough for that declaration to be made. We also can't afford to have people be complacent.
Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the weather conditions are challenging and are likely to pose an even greater threat over the weekend.
The forecast is that Saturday will be even worse. So we're talking about some very serious and dangerous conditions over the coming days, which is why we've sought the support of the Premier in ensuring we've got invoked the highest level of instrument.
Overseas, China's ambassador to Australia says the claim that up to 1 million Uyghurs are being held in detention camps in China's Xinjiang province is false. Sheng Jingzhi has addressed journalists in Canberra, where he talked about the importance of the economic relationship between his country and Australia. Asked about the criticism China has faced over the Uyghurs, Ambassador Chen called the reports fake news. He says Xinjiang province is flourishing and religious minorities are not persecuted.
Xinjiang's economic and social development have made huge progress. The freedom of religious belief and the rights, are the rights of all ethnic groups in Xinjiang have been promoted and protected.
The House of Representatives in the United States has begun a debate that's likely to lead to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. A vote in favour of impeachment triggers a trial in the Senate next year, but Mr. Trump is unlikely to be removed from office because the Republicans have control of the Senate and are expected to vote along party lines. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has told the House of Representatives the President's actions have left the Democrats with no other option.
As Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States. If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the President's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice.
Jetstar ground staff are preparing to walk off the job again amid an ongoing dispute with management over wages and safety concerns. Ramp workers and baggage handlers will reportedly strike over various times at Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane, Cairns and Avalon airports today. The Transport Workers Union is demanding Jetstar provide workers more rests, a guaranteed 12-hour break between shifts, guaranteed 30-hour weeks and a 4% wage increase. TWU Secretary Michael Kane says strikes will continue if Jetstar's management doesn't return to the negotiating table.
This is a ridiculous state of affairs. It's Jetstar that is putting the Australian public out here, not the workers. The workers are asking for modest claim, for modest increases, to return home safely for their families. And what we have here is Jetstar simply disrespecting the Australian public and their workforce.
In golf, Adam Scott starts favourite at the Australian PGA Championship, which starts at Royal Pines on the Gold Coast today. The former world number one hasn't won a tournament in 4 years, but says his recent form has him feeling confident.
Feeling good. I started playing really nicely last week in Melbourne. My goal is to kind of bring a similar kind of focus that I had going last week to the golf course and try and get my name on that trophy again.
A look at the weather for the rest of today. Possible showers developing in Perth, 26. Very hot for Adelaide, 44 degrees. Sunny in Melbourne, 23. Much the same for Hobart, also 23. In Canberra, hot weather as well, 40 degrees. In Wollongong, smoke haze becoming windy, 35. In Sydney, hot with smoky haze, a top of 40, an afternoon change. In Newcastle, much the same, 40 degrees. Cloud clearing in Brisbane, 30. 32 and a shower for Cairns. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.